This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Two shocking killings recently, an abortion doctor in Kansas and a guard at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., have been linked by some observers to the strident and increasingly widespread promulgation of violent rhetoric that targets a wide range of minority groups and others. Even if that is so, and establishing such a cause and effect relationship is difficult, Peter Scheer, executive director of the California First Amendment Coalition, points out that such speech remains protected by the U.S. Constitution.
Hate speech, as much as we hate it, as much as I hate it, when I find it, and God knows it's everywhere around us, particularly on the web, is in America constitutionally protected. Even speech that threatens harm to people, that uses racial epithets, speech that is extremely offensive to people and to groups based on their group identity, and intended to be extremely offensive, that is all completely constitutionally protected in the United States under the First Amendment.
Other countries, such as England, France, and Germany, take a less absolute stance, Scheer notes, but the First Amendment rests on the premise that the best antidote to hate speech is free and open discussion.
We believe that the best way to deal with horrific hate speech is to leave it alone and allow the ideas and the thoughts in that speech to compete freely and openly with other speech that isn't hateful. And over the long term, the speech that is respectful will prevail.
Even under the First Amendment, Scheer adds, there are limits as to how much incendiary speech is legal.
The line is drawn at the point where people are using speech to incite imminent violent action. So if somebody is saying things that are making people angry and intended to make people angry, that even contain threatening language, that's not enough under the First Amendment to restrict it. The only time you would be able to restrict it is when the speaker is actually inciting lawless action that is violent, is imminent, it's going to happen right away, and realistically is likely to occur.
But any efforts to expand those limits, warns Scheer, run a high risk of damaging our democratic dialogue.
One person's hate speech is another person's controversial point of view. And if you do have laws that try to curb hate speech, there's a risk that they will be abused and used not just to screen out what most everybody would agree is a screed of hate speech, but also to screen out views that simply aren't popular or orthodox or politically correct. It's one of the difficult things that you have to do in a truly free country to protect the kind of speech that really matters. You have to protect speech that's unpopular and even hateful in order to provide the greatest latitude and protection, ultimately, for the speech that really does matter.
Calls for such changes are understandable when hate crimes hit the headlines, but even though they draw enormous attention in our media-saturated culture, Scheer says there is scant evidence they are actually occurring with any increased frequency overall. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.